Good afternoon, everyone. Bonjour à tous. Thank you for joining us for the media availability on today's Transit Commission meeting. Merci de vous joindre à nous pour le point de presse sur la réunion de la Commission du Transport en commun. My name is Sébastien Tremblay, and I will be your moderator. Je m'appelle Sébastien Tremblay et je serai l'animateur de cette séance. Before we begin, I'd like to go over a few items. A reminder to place your microphone on mute until I invite you to ask your question. To view the city official who is speaking on Zoom, please put your view on speaker view instead of gallery view. The button for this is located in the top right corner of the Zoom video screen. Veuillez changer votre écran au mode speaker en anglais pour pouvoir mieux voir les porte-paroles. Le bouton est situé en haut à la droite de la portion vidéo de l'écran. Available for questions from the media we have. Disponible pour des questions des médias nous accueillons. Alan Hubley, Chair of the Transit Commission, Président de la Commission du Transport en commun, John Manconi, General Manager, Transportation Services, Directeur Général des Transports, Troy Charter, Director of Transit Operations, Directeur des Opérations du Transport en commun, Pat Scrimger, Director of Transit Customer Systems and Planning, Directeur Système Client et Planification, Jim Greer, Director Transit Operations, Directeur des Opérations du Transport en commun, Brandon Richard, Chief Safety Officer, Agent en Chef de la Sécurité, and Wendy Stephenson, Chief Financial Officer, Chef des Finances. I will now invite each agency in alphabetical order to participate. You may ask one question with one follow-up. Nous allons maintenant répondre aux questions des médias qui pourront poser une question et une question de suivi. We'll now start with, nous allons commencer avec Alex Gooch, 1310 News. Alex?
Good morning, or good afternoon, rather. My question is for John Manconi. Given the 28% ridership right now, do you expect that number to fluctuate over the winter months, or do you think it'll kind of level at where it is?
So, you know, we all wish we had that crystal ball. What we are seeing around the world, because we get the trends, is fluctuation. So exactly what you're suggesting. There's increases in contraction depending on what's happening with the pandemic. We can't forecast it perfectly, but we know that there'll be variability.
And for my follow-up, you described the mask enforcement blitzes as similar to the ride enforcement program. Could you just elaborate a bit more on that?
Yeah, the approach is about telling everyone that we're going to be out there, no different than a ride program, but it's an education program to say that it's not tolerated because you're there to protect everybody else. Wearing a mask is as important as we've heard Dr. Etches and the experts say. And in the last blitz, we told everybody, we told them we'd be out there, we'd be fining and enforcing, and we did that. And the good news is that we have, as high as 99% compliance rates. We want that to stay. And in the future, we'll have a mix of blitzes, both published and unpublished.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. We will now move on to Kate Porter at CBC Ottawa. Kate?
Hi there, everybody. I wonder if you could just explain, because it came up at Commission, you know, there's been a fare freeze because of the LRT delays, but there won't be a fare freeze this coming year because of the pandemic. And I understand the long-range financial plan, but what would you say to residents who understand that they would have gotten a fare freeze last year, but the pandemic doesn't, I'll use the word warrant one.
Chair, would you like me to go first?
Yes, please, John.
Yeah. So, I mean, different contexts, right? Last year, there was a great launch of a great LRT system. Month of September, things went well, and then things started to slide, and council was very proactive in saying, what are we going to do to take care of our customers and our users? And they implemented that fare freeze with direction to collect the cost of that, bill that back to RTG and see if we can recover that through the courts, which we will do. Nobody knew about the pandemic, obviously. And so the pandemic comes forward. One of the things we've been consistent with is we want to keep the costs of transit in check so that you do not have years where you have very high fare increases. And we did go through that years ago where there were over 7%. The fare box ratio got very, very poor, and the taxpayers ended up paying more of that. So as you've heard today, somebody's got to pay. You know, there's no such thing as free transit. It comes out of somewhere, either taxes or out of fares. And in our case, it's a mix. And so we want to sustain that. We're not introducing cuts to service. We're keeping the system going. We're keeping the frequency going. We're keeping the social distancing going. There's cost to all that. And we're not passing on the burden of the cleaning and disinfecting to our customers, which would have had huge financial fare increase impacts. We're using the, you know, thanks to the federal and provincial governments, they've been very good to us in that regard. So it's a complex environment with complex decisions and difficult decisions that need to be made. But it is a council policy. It was approved in the budget guidelines, and staff are executing on that and keeping the fares at a sustained, reasonable rate, keeping up with inflation so that in the future we don't hurt our customers or the taxpayers.
Thank you, Mr. Manconi. The other question was a clarification in your memo from last week, because in your Plan B, you list the various things that could be deferred, and it looks like the biggest thing has to do with fare systems in Stage 2 stations, something like $13 million. I just want to better understand what those are, and aren't there repercussions if you put off something like that or not? I don't know.
No, it's a great question. So we had earlier estimates before we closed off the negotiations with our supplier. We now have firm quotes in from the supplier. But more importantly, we also know the cash flow and when payments will be due for that system. So we're pushing those out further, and that gives us the ability to save money. So we know what the unit prices are, and we know what the cash flow regime will be. So we're able to adjust that capital envelope accordingly.
So it's a timing thing.
Timing and also pricing, yep.
Okay. Thank you, Kate. We will now move on to Craig Lord at Global Ottawa. Craig, are you on the line? I don't see Craig, so we'll just move on quickly to Julien Paquette at Le Droit. Julien?
Oui, la question, je crois, pour M. Manconi. Donc, les prévisions de revenus pour l'année 2021 sont basés sur un scénario où on retrouve 70% du niveau de passagers qu'on avait avant la pandémie. Je veux juste m'assurer que j'ai bien compris, dans le fond, que si on ne reçoit pas l'aide des gouvernements qu'on espère après le mois de mars, si on reçoit cet argent-là, on n'aura pas besoin de passer à l'étape 2. Et aussi, si on reçoit l'argent qu'on veut après le mois de mars et qu'on atteint les niveaux de passagers de 70%, on n'aura pas besoin de passer à l'étape 2. Mais si on ne reçoit pas l'argent du gouvernement et qu'on n'atteint pas la cible pour le nombre de passagers, c'est à ce moment-là que des coupures vont être nécessaires?
Parce que deux choses. Si le gouvernement donne pas l'argent pour le 31 millions de dollars, on doit faire le plan B, changer le capital budget. Si aussi le 70% des passagers ne retournent pas, on doit ajuster le capital budget plus de 31 millions de dollars. Alors, c'est deux choses. Et je l'explique une autre fois. Si le gouvernement donne l'argent à la ville, on doit pas prendre le 31 millions de dollars, mais aussi on doit garder le ridership tellement chaque mois. Si on doit faire d'autres coupes, on va couper un peu dans le budget capital.
OK. Je suis pas certain d'avoir bien compris. Donc, qu'est-ce que ça prendrait dans le fond pour qu'on soit forcé d'aller à l'étape 3 et de faire des...
L'étape 3, on recommande pas ça. Étape 3, c'est on prend pas l'argent de le gouvernement, on coupe pas le 31 millions de dollars. C'est une idée. Si le conseil voulait faire ça, il peut faire ça, mais c'est pas notre recommandation. Mais on doit être préparé si les choses changent dramatically, beaucoup. Une autre pandémie, le revenu aux passagers, c'est 10%, quelque chose comme ça. On doit être prêt pour le scénario qui est pas bon, qui donne d'autres opportunités aux conseillers.
OK, donc les scénarios, c'est pas des différentes options pour s'ajuster en courant d'année en fonction des revenus que vous allez avoir. C'est vous avez adopté l'étape 2 déjà, dans le fond.
Oui. Conseil aujourd'hui a adapté plan B. Okay. Le scénario plus meilleur, c'est plan A, que tout arrive et il n'y a pas une raison d'être B.
OK. Parfait. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, Julien. Up next, we have John Willing at the Ottawa Citizen. John?
Thanks, Seb. Question for Mr. Manconi. Hi, John. There's some chitter-chatter today about advertising, and I know you talked about how that's kind of bottomed out in the industry because of the pandemic, but I see also Transpo's been in the market looking for some information from the industry on advertising. And so I'm wondering where your head's at right now with expanding the advertising program to LRT stations at some point, possibly in 2021, to maybe make some more revenue to help out the agency.
Yeah, John, we're following Commissioner Caricato's motion that he tabled a few months ago to accelerate potential advertising revenues. So we're out there right now talking to the industry. They know best. And what we're saying is the review that we were required to bring back to council, you remember there was a moratorium on advertising on the system, both in the stations and inside the vehicles. Council has said, you know, forget that. Come back sooner. Tell us what opportunities exist. So what we're asking the industry is, what's your crystal ball look like, and what's the scope, short term and longer term, if it comes back? Because where we believe the money will come on advertising on revenue is in what's called station domination. No different than when you go to Montreal and other places where you see entire stations are branded by a certain brand. So we want to be ready for when it does rebound back, and we've got a commitment to come back to the commission in early 2021.
Thanks for that, John. My second question is for Chair Hubley. Councillor, with the working group that you got approval for today to strike, are you just going to look at fares for vulnerable customers, or are you prepared to take on the larger question about customer affordability across all fare categories and this concept of elasticity?
No, at this point, I would say no, John. I want to try and keep it focused on the Equa class of fares for the most vulnerable people, because they're the ones most at risk. They're also, as you know, was highlighted today, they're the ones that absolutely need to use our service. So I think we've got to get in there and figure out how to make it better for them first. And if we find, we have some success, if we find some tools to do that with, you know, the commission can look at expanding beyond that down the road. But right now, that's my top priority, is the our most vulnerable customers, how we can help them.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Up next, nous avons Stéphane Leclerc à Radio-Canada. Stéphane? Stéphane, t'es encore sur mute, es-tu là? I think Stéphane's got some problems with his mic.
Oh, oui. OK. Non, j'ai pas de problème. Avec mon micro, c'est avec moi-même que j'ai un problème.
Pas de problème.
C'est à vous. OK. Excusez-moi. Monsieur Manconi, juste pour revenir sur le point de Monsieur Ménard à propos du renouvellement de la flotte de bus qui était prévue pour 2021. Est-ce que je comprends bien que ça fait pas partie du calcul du budget, ça, du tout, là, cette dépense qu'on fera pas? Je sais pas si vous comprenez ce que je veux dire.
Non, est-ce que tu peux expliquer une autre fois?
Oui.
M'excuse.
à propos des bus qu'on doit ou des véhicules qu'on devait acheter cette année.
Oui.
Oui. Vous avez dit, on va regarder ça. On va essayer de peut-être pas faire cet achat tout de suite.
Oh, okay. Compris.
Il y a pas de décision et ça n'a pas été calculé dans le budget qu'on n'aura pas. We won't have to pay for these buses for now. C'est pas calculé dans le budget, ça.
Oui, comme M. Guerre a dit, on n'a pas des acquisitions dans 2021 budget. Mais la chose que le conseiller Ménard demande, c'est si vous êtes proche d'être fait des décisions au conseil, est-ce qu'on achète des autobus électriques? Est-ce qu'on peut defer l'acquisition des autobus? Et j'ai dit, on va faire ça. Si c'est practical à faire ça.
OK. Donc, c'est une décision qui reste à évaluer cette année.
Oui. Au fin de 2021, le Transit Commission va recevoir un rapport sur l'électrification de l'autobus.
Oui. Et vous m'excuserez, justement, pour revenir un petit peu sur le point de John Willing, au niveau des revenus de publicité. Ça représente un manque. Est-ce que vous avez évalué le manque à gagner? How much loss of a revenue it is for OC Transport?
Je vais demander, Monsieur Scrimger, est-ce que tu as cette compte?
We have the amount. I don't have it in close to hand here.
Si tu veux, on peut donner à Media Relations plus tard.
Oui, on peut t'envoyer ça après, Stéphane, si vous voulez.
OK. Mais est-ce que c'est une partie de revenus qui est quand même importante? Ça couvrirait pas une partie d'un gel, par exemple?
Stéphane, maintenant, tout l'argent est tellement important. Si c'est $1 ou c'est $1 million. Je pense, Pat, it's in the millions, right? The revenue stream from current advertising?
OK.
Yeah, it's in the low millions. We're, you know, they're not selling a lot of ads right now.
Yeah. Non, je comprends. Okay. Il n'y a pas beaucoup de passagers. Merci.
Okay. Merci, Stéphane.
Merci, Stéphane. And next up, we have a student, Jack Lovett. Jack, go ahead with your first question.
Thank you, Seb. My question is for Chair Hubley. Counselor, my research so far, as well as your meeting today, indicates obviously some fundamental disagreement over what the city needs to sacrifice at a time like this, whether that is fare stability or, you know, divestments from, say, police or fossil fuel infrastructure funding. What are some of the challenges, apart from obviously the difference of opinion, of trying to implement these sort of ambitious and transformative plans for transit long term?
Well, the concept that it seems to be harder for others or for some to grasp is that someone has to pay. That's the bottom line. Whatever we're doing, if we want to keep growing the service as I want to do and keep making it better so that people will want to use transit as a first choice, we have to invest in that. So if we don't do a fare increase, where's the money going to come from? What those that are pushing a no fare increase will not say to you is that they know that that means taxes have to go up. Some of the commissioners today pointed that out, that the transit levy, it's already going up 4.5% for taxpayers, for property owners. Anything we take off the table, such as the fare increase, that money has to come from that pot. So that means every homeowner in Ottawa has to pay more. So someone's paying at the end. And once we all acknowledge that, I think we will make more progress.
Okay. Thank you for your answer.
Do you have another question, Jack?
I mean, the only other thing that is pressing is, I was listening to the media today, and there's obviously a plan A, plan B, plan C you guys are going over. I'm just curious, what are some divestments that you would look to first, should that be necessary, pull from?
So plan B has been articulated. Media Relations can give you the memo that we issued on that. It outlines what would be activated on plan B.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. And that's all the time we have today. C'est tout le temps que nous disposons aujourd'hui. Thank you, everyone. Merci. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Sebastian.